This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
God bless. King had said, Mario, sorry to hear about your brother's arrest. It's a Luigi joke. That's good. That's good.
That is so wrong.
That's good.
I've never gotten that before. Like, I haven't gotten that yet since the old buddy did that. So that's a good one.
Welcome to the Rob Brown Show, our motto, where the humor is just mwah, all the time.
Hey, it's a Nintendo joke and a relevant one with what's going on in, you know, in the world right now. So
if I had to give that a score, I'd give that a 10 out of 10.
Yeah, that's a good joke. That's a five-star joke.
I thought that was an amazing joke.
Five-star joke. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome in the final hour of the Rob Brown Show starts right now. Happy to have you all with us. And the other voice that you hear, aside from the sultry and seductive sounds of the great Milanzo and myself, Rob Brown, my guy, hating ass Mario, a.k.a. Mario Heron, for the BetQL Network, rejoins us after his hiatus last week. Where was this bachelor party with your alleged friends?
Okay, Al. It's my best friend. I was in Hilton Head, and it was... I've never done this before, so I'm curious for your guys' thoughts. He wanted to do, like, a mini bachelor party right before the wedding. So we did like a booze cruise and we golfed and then it was rehearsal dinner and then next day was wedding. So it was just all in one act.
Yeah, that's crept up in popularity in years gone by. How old is this cat? Is he your age? He's 12?
26. Okay. Like freshly 26. His birthday was Sunday.
Yeah,
and mine was Tuesday, by the way. And thanks for wishing me happy birthday.
Happy birthday, by the way. How'd you like how they hide everything in Hilton Head? Like, good luck finding a Walmart or something, because it'll be a real little sign behind a big hedge.
Yeah, that was confusing to me. Like, Hilton Head's great, but it's like a mix between like a vacation spot and a retirement home.
Yeah, they take themselves way too seriously. They do.
Yeah. And it's like, let's just pick one and run with it, you know? Like, why are we trying to do both?
That's fair. The mini bachelor party has grown in popularity. The other one I've seen grow in popularity, I don't know if you've done one of these yet. I have, is the joint bachelorette party, right?
So it's good that you brought that up. That was a discussion. Like, that was talked about doing a joint one, and then eventually it wasn't, you know, that didn't end up happening.
Okay.
And I said that was a bad idea. Like, yes, for my opinion, I go, it's your wedding. It's like whatever you want to do, but I don't think you should do a joint.
Yeah, party. Like, the logic behind it, obviously, is like, you shouldn't do anything on your bachelorette party that you wouldn't do if your person's there. And for the record, like, me and the boys did a bachelor party in Atlanta, which we went to like a Braves game, a burger joint, and then we just drank a buttload of beer in an Airbnb, and like that was it. Like, nothing, whatever. But at the same time, it's just one of those things that I think it's so ingrained. It's like, let me and the boys be the boys one more time. You know what I mean? Like, you and your girls go be the girls one more time. Me and the boys going to be the boys. I'm not going to do anything that's going to, like, jeopardize the wedding. But, like, let me... And on top of that, I don't know all your friends. If your friends come, I got to be on my best behavior. I want to not feel feelings for a few days, you know?
That was my point. It's like, obviously, I'm not saying this, like, oh, we're going to go to, you know, a club and, you know, we're going to do things that, you know, you don't want your wife to know. That's not, like, the point of it. It's just, like, you want to be with the fellows like one last time, one last go, right? And like you have, you know, the point of a marriage is you have the rest of your life to spend every single moment and second with them. Why not just have a weekend where it's just you and the fellas? Like that sounds like, you know, I don't know. That makes more sense to me. And like you said, like, you know, what if, you know, you do the joint and then there's always, you know, you always have that one friend that, you know, says that one comment that makes the girls mad.
Yeah, and it ruins the whole thing. Yeah.
And like that's going to happen. Like it's, you know, that's 100% happening. You don't want that to happen.
Yeah, I don't disagree at all. Texter said joint bachelorette trip. You mean the trust issues trip? Yeah, it's pretty much.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's literally it. And it's like, why, you know, what are we doing here? But, you know whose bachelor party I want to be on? Chapel Bill.
You know what? Ordinarily with Mario, we just jump right into the NFL stuff. But Mario, noted fan of the University of North Carolina, is quite excited about his brand new.
Man, you missed it.
Oh, no, I avoided it.
You missed the gun show.
His brand new 72-year-old head coach who steps on campus and on day one is the oldest active coach in FBS football. A guy who has never coached college football before. Mario, the floor is yours. Why are you excited about a guy that, after he lost Brady, accomplished nothing?
All right, so first off, those teams after Brady like weren't spectacular. So, you know, let's give him a little help on that.
Who was notably in charge of that?
True. Thank you. All right, you got me there. But here's my point about
Robert Kraft.
You'll get used to that.
Kraft was in charge. It's all Robert Kraft.
Here's my point about like Bill though going to UNC. You are not like a serious football program. Even if you really wanted to go the younger route, like you said, after Mac Brown, and you wanted to get the next up and comer, you wanted to get the next Saban, right? So let's say you do. You get, you know, the other guy they apparently talked to like right before Bill was Tommy Rees. You get Tommy Rees, and he's, you know, the next big thing. How long is Tommy Rees going to be there for, really? 2 years? Tops? Three? Awesome. Then he's gone, and then what are you going to do? You're going to go search for him again? You're going to go get the next Dan Lanning? You're going to go get the next Kirby Smart? And then what? He's going to be there for 2 or 3 years? Here's the reality. No one's going to stay there. If you really swing for the hills and you get a guy that's going to make you 10-2, 11-1, he's going to be gone. You're not going to pay him because at North Carolina, you have a basketball program that means more. You have a women's soccer team that, let's be honest, like kind of means more. They just won the 23rd championship. You are a pipeline for a lot of Olympic sports that requires a lot of money. You don't have the resources to put it all into football like the SEC schools do. As soon as a job comes up for A&M and you got a really good coach, guess what? He's gone. LSU, gone. Ole Miss, gone. Bama, gone. You don't have the type of, you know, environment where if you have a Dan Lanning, he's going to stay there with you and tell Bama no. You just don't have that. So why not, when the greatest coach we've ever seen in football that has 6 Super Bowls tells you he's interested, why not say yes? Why not? More money's coming in anyways. More money's coming in.
Here's the take I had on it. I actually said North Carolina would be foolish not to take Bill Belichick, but not because
not because
I think that Hoodie is, you know, going to come in and bring 6 natties to Chapel Hill like he brought 6 rings to Foxborough, Massachusetts, but it's more theft is in courage. We have watched what happened the moment Deion Sanders stepped foot in Boulder, Colorado. The University of Colorado Buffaloes went from a team that nobody had talked about since their last natty in 1992, maybe the most visible college football brand in America overnight. Hoodie doesn't have the same celebrity and the same glitz that Deion Sanders does, but he is still the most notorious name out there in college football. He has spent the last year building up his brand and his celebrity by being on the Manning Cast and on the McAfee Show weekly and all these other things that he does. If no other reason, you go do it for the brand awareness of North Carolina football specifically. Hoodie is now the second biggest symbol for the Heels behind only the Jumpman logo. You're doing it for no other reason than the brand and the attention, and you hope he builds himself a roster of coaches that can carry him in the places that he doesn't know because he's never done it before.
And also, a lot depends on his staff, right? Like, I was talking about this with Ryan Horvath last night on BetMGM Tonight. You can catch 7-11 Eastern Monday through Friday.
I was going to promote you. Calm down.
It all depends who he hires as an OC.
Don't you
right?
dog because him for doing what you do like every day.
I was going to do
it. That's all you do. That's who do you think I learned from?
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, you know, I don't take notes when I listen to you. Anyways, with Bill, like even in the years where things were going downhill with the Pats, right? Like what stayed solid? The defense. Like the defense always stayed good, right? North Carolina's defense historically has just been brutal. Like they have one good edge rusher like every 4 years or so, and then that's pretty much it, if we're being honest. So you look at Bill and you go, you got the defense going to like be good. That's going to be taken care of. Who's he going to hire for his OC? Because that's how you're going to get your skilled guys, right? That's how you're going to get your skilled players. Is he going to try to get – there's already kind of like a pipeline, if you will, between Saban guys and Belichick guys from the NFL and college football in years past. So does he try to get some Saban guys and go, hey, you know, you're familiar with this college game. Can you come in here and kind of run the offense? Or does he go get Josh McDaniels, which I think wouldn't be his best decision, and tell him, all right, run a college offense from here? That's, you know, we'll see where he goes with it. If he nails that, I think it'll be solid. But I'm also being realistic, Rob. Like, I don't think, like, I saw that Brian Baldinger, who's, you know, is a, you know, very great football mind. He's like, you know, I think they can win the conference next year. I don't think that's going to happen. Like, I just don't think so.
Have you seen this conference? This conference is weak. This is the perfect place for him to go. He's got the best shot to win right away.
He does, but like but my expectation's not that, though. Like, I don't think he's going to come in and, like, just, you know, take out Norvell, take out Dabo, take out SMU, see you, Mario Cristobal. I don't think that's going to happen. I think 9-3, which is for UNC is a national championship, is fine. Like, the expectation's so low. Just don't go 6-6 or 7-5, and everyone's happy in Chapel Hill.
By the way, you go 9-3, you could go to the ACC championship.
9-3 might get you.
Yeah, you literally.
Yeah,
you could. You have two big wins of those nine, and you're fine.
Yeah, you're not necessarily wrong. Let's see. Michael in Simpsonville texted the show, said, I'm just sitting here laughing at delusional Carolina guy having hope. Congrats on being fourth in the ACC next year. This is hilarious.
Fourth behind who?
Yeah, who?
Clemson, SMU, Miami, except for Mario. Is Mario Cristobal the biggest loser in college football? Like, it's incredible. It really is. You know, not Florida State in 2-10.
Yeah. I mean, they just picked up a QB in the portal now.
Sure did. Thomas, what's his last name? Lonzo from Boston College? What's that guy's last name?
He's pretty solid.
That counts.
Not only does it count, but you said the whole sentence.
Counting. Yeah, but that's one thing. That's one thing.
He said two sentences.
Yeah, it was still one thing.
What's his
still
name?
Still one. I already folded it. Never mind. We're 2-2. Whatever.
Thomas Castellanos from Boston College, who left BC because BC was flipping to a
Castellanos
pocket passer, pro style offense, and he's a moving quarterback. He's a lot more Kevin Jennings than what he was allowed to show.
Hey Mario, when you're needing something pronounced, do you ever go to Rob Brown to ask him, hey, how do you pronounce this?
No, I use ChatGPT actually.
You would.
It's smart. It works every time.
I like ChatGPT. I'm a ChatGPT guy. I'm not mad about it. Yeah. Speaking of AI.
Okay.
No woes. Have you been exposed to AI Creed yet?
No, but I've been told 2 weeks ago by Jason Lockenfora that I look like Creed, like a young Creed.
Wait. He just said you look like Creed, like the whole band, or just
the lead singer, that guy. I don't know his name.
Scott Loser. Yeah.
Scott Stapp, you loser. First off. Second off, you just have long hair. Do you just look like you look more like Lonzo than you do Scott Stapp.
So by the way, Lockenfora is kind of an older guy, so maybe he doesn't like hippies.
Yeah, I think maybe he confused you with like 89 Brett Michaels.
But right. I'm just saying through his eyes, you would be a hippie and so would I. That's what I'm saying.
True.
Plus long hair, don't care.
Having long hair, you get a lot of, you look like this person. And it's just like, dude, if I shave my head, no, I don't. You know You know what I mean? Like, there's nothing about my face that we look alike.
I mean, Scott Stapp did shave his head at one point. We can try it if you want.
No, I'm all set. Okay. I'm getting a big haircut, though. Next week, we're doing a different hairstyle. We're changing it up.
To what?
I don't know yet.
We're Karen Bob?
Figuring that out.
I feel like you'd be good with a Karen Bob.
I don't know. I'm going to get really short, though. Not like short, but like a little medium long.
You have just lost Alonzo as a fan and supporter.
There's disappointment over here. There really is.
You have just lost.
Unless you go Mohawk, then I'm good.
So at the wedding, I was getting a lot of compliments. They're like, you know, I was just getting a lot of like, if you go shorter, we could see your face more and you have a pretty face. And I was like, okay.
Hi, boy. You got
a pretty mouth.
Yeah. I got persuaded pretty quickly. I was like, all right.
All right, real quick, because we have asked exactly one sports question so far. I feel like we should get this back
Belichick,
on track.
Belichick, that was an entire sports segment. I don't know what you're talking about.
We talked a lot about Bill.
Who would you rather be in charge of right now? The imploding Eagle offense or the imploding Cowboy team as a whole?
Eagles offense. Because we were talking to an Eagles beat reporter last night, Olivia Reiner, and she was saying that the offense is like, it's just the passing game. It's just having some bumps in the road.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah. But that's also, like, I think this whole, like, drama thing with A.J. Brown and Jalen Hurts is a little bit blown out of proportion. I think A.J. Brown just runs hot. He's a receiver that runs hot, and he's a guy that constantly wants the ball, that constantly thinks he's the best in the NFL. And you kind of need that attitude to be great. And when you don't get treated like that, you're going to be a little bit upset. So what do you do next game? Well, you force feed the living snot out of them. And then you just see what happens from there, right? Like, just make the kid happy. So that's just what they're going to do this week. I'm going to bet A.J. Brown props. I'm going to say they're going to do everything they can to get him involved in the game. And then he's going to be a happy camper. Winning cures all. As long as they keep winning, they're going to be okay.
That's fact. Real quick, opposite side of that game that they were in this weekend, Bryce Young comes out of the shadow of the end zone, goes 98 yards, and is a Xavier Leggett drop away from upsetting the Eagles. Is that more the Eagles played down to Carolina, or are you with me on board the B-Wise actually pretty good hype train?
Oh, I'm on the Young hype train. It's not a one-off. Like, he's done this like consistently the past couple of games. Like, he's stepped up massively the past couple of weeks, and you know, like we talked about this before, this bench like kind of worked in a way. And it's also, you know, we're in week 15. He's more comfortable in this offense. Like, this is his second offense. He has to learn third offense he has to learn, really, at this young of an age. Like, that's a lot for the guy to get used to. It's not like he has, you know, Stephon Diggs or an A.J. Brown that he can just, you know, say, F it. He's right there. He's open. Even if I don't understand what's going on, he doesn't have that. He's a young QB. Give him time. Every young QB deserves at least 3 years to see what they are. Bryce Young's something special, man. And he's proved that the past couple of weeks. Keep getting that guy time and keep building around him.
I don't say this very often. The highest compliment I can pay, Mario knows ball.
Thank you. Chapel Bill.
Okay, I'm taking it right back. I'm taking it right back.
I can't wait to cut the sleeves off of my UNC sweatshirt.
Oh, God. Mario Heron, a.k.a.
Wait. That's the haircut he's getting. He's getting a Belichick.
You getting
haircut.
The hoodie?
Okay. I don't love him that much. I am not getting that.
Hayden as Mario, a.k.a. I like that your actual name is your a.k.a. Hayden as Mario, a.k.a. Mario Heron. He is the executive producer of BetMGM Tonight. You can hear it every single night from 7 to 11 p.m. right here on the Fan Upstate. And find Odyssey stations everywhere, as well as us making fun of him on Saturdays from noon to 4.
Also, if you want a little Charger action, maybe some gambling action, check out the Bolt Crew podcast. It'll be live at 4 p.m. Eastern today on Bolt Crew YouTube. Just search Bolt Crew and it'll pop up, or you can get it anywhere you get your podcasts as well.
You have learned. I'm proud of you.
Taking notes. I take notes.
Enjoy Thursday Night Football, bud. We'll talk to you next week.
See you next time.
Mario Heron, hating ass Mario from the BetQL Network every Thursday at 9 o'clock. When we come back, it's Thursday, and you know what that means. Fight Club with the great one, Lonzo. We'll talk some boxing, MMA, and pro wrestling next on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate.
All right, it's time for the Fight Club here on the Fan Upstate. I am I'm really concerned, and I'm hurt still. And I hate to start with this again, but I got to start with New Day again. I got to do this. All right, so Xavier Woods and Kofi Kingston, they want to explain what they did, and the crowd is saying, no, we don't want any of that. And so they're getting the kind of heat. They're saying it's the worst heat ever. It's not Dom Mysterio heat, okay? It's still pretty bad, though. There's nothing you can say to us to make it better for what you did for Big E.
Yeah, the Dom turning on Ray stuff that kicked off the Dom Mysterio heel heat was fantastic, and it was so well played. And when it got to the point that Dom was getting booed so loudly he could never say anything, WWE kind of leaned into that and started turning up the crowd mic a little bit to make it more impactful. There is no need for that here. I mean, these two cats have become the best heels since I don't even know.
Well, and how they're going to play this, at least so far, is awesome. So they're going to play it like, you guys just misunderstand. We have a good reason. It's really, it's being done in other ways to a degree with Drew McIntyre and with Seth Rollins. And I don't know, maybe there's a new faction out there somewhere. But what's the end game for this heel turn? Do they become champions again? I mean, it took me a while to rack my brain to remember who the champions were on Raw.
Yeah.
And it's Finn and
JD's big ass head.
Yeah, big old head. I couldn't get past Big Head. I was thinking Big Head. What's his name?
Here's what's interesting. And you know, I've said it for many years. Wrestling is at its best when we have no idea where it's going. Now, sometimes we have no idea where it's going, and then it ends up going somewhere dumb, and you ruin it. But very often, you have no idea where it's going.
Vince ain't there anymore, so you know, right. You got a good shot of it.
Exactly. Actually making sense. To me, there's two ways that this goes. Way number one that it goes is they do end up becoming champions. They end up becoming, you know, absolute b-holes as champions, and then Big E does get cleared to come back. He comes back with a tag team partner, and he ends up winning those belts off of them, and we get a Big E pop that he deserves. Or way number two is these two guys have just full-on breakdown, because for 10 years, they've been the guys that everybody liked, even heels liked the New Day, and they go through, you know, a few weeks, months, years of being disliked by everybody. Even Otis is actively avoiding them at this point. They go through, they break down entirely, and at some point after they get to their lowest low, Big E comes in and he brings back the power of positivity, and we get the old New Day back for one good run with the three of them in play. I don't care which way it goes. It's going to be spectacular either way. All I know is I am a big Xavier Woods guy, and even I can't stand that gross, dirty son of a biscuit right now.
Yeah, every time I see him, I think that's the first wrestler I ever interviewed.
Yeah.
And now I wish I hadn't. I wish somebody else would have been the first one that I interviewed. It's bad. Speaking of what I think could be potentially bad, and you could change my mind about this. Believe it or not, you can change my mind. You.
That'll be a
specifically.
First.
Specifically, could Raw on Netflix stall the moment that the momentum that WWE has achieved? Because I know, well, everyone's got Netflix. Well, no, they don't. But just about everybody had USA. If you had, if you haven't completely unplugged, you have USA. It's on Dish. It's on Cable. It's on.
You're capable of finishing this thought.
No, I'm not. It's on DirecTV. It's everywhere. Netflix, not necessarily.
I mean, does it have the possibility to? Yeah, it does. For sure. I mean, the more you restrict access, and that doesn't necessarily mean you're putting it behind a $100 a month paywall. I mean, you're just restricting access by definition of making people pay a subscription fee. The more you restrict access to anything, you're going to start seeing people that are going to drop out. But I think at the end of the day, as long as wrestling's been around, I don't know what a Netflix subscription costs per month anymore. That's in the wife's realm of the bills. I assume it's less than $20 a month. you know, if you are somebody that loves this art form and loves these shows, you're probably willing to come off of that. And, oh, by the way, you get access to everything else on Netflix at a point in time where Netflix is going to start picking up football games and Netflix is going to start showing boxing matches. The live entertainment aspect of Netflix is obviously their priority right now. So it's not just that you're getting Raw. I'm assuming you're going to get some PLEs that are Netflix exclusive. I'm assuming you're going to get some other, you know, special content that is Netflix exclusive, but you're also getting all those other live events that are starting to migrate over there. So do I think it will slow down? I mean, maybe in that you won't have as many people watching, but they're cranking out numbers right now.
All right, so I didn't know either because my wife takes care of it too. I just looked it up. Netflix standard with ads is $6.99 a month. I thought it was more expensive.
Yeah,
than
I
that.
Mean that's
standard without ads $15.49. Premium is $22.99. So I mean, the most you're paying is like $24, $25.
And that's I absolutely, without a doubt, have premium Netflix because I hate the ads if I don't have to watch them. The lady friend
has
like
radio ads though. They're amazing.
Oh, for sure. Well, we have to
TV ads up.
The ads that are out there. The shows that are there. Like the wife is massively into true crime documentaries. Right? Like she is the one that every murder doc she can get her eyeballs on, she's convinced she'll be the one that cracks that case open. So she's addicted to them.
I think it's a wife thing because mine does.
Oh, I think they all
thing.
Do. It's yeah, just it's a gender.
They know
thing.
What their demographic is.
And, oh, for sure.
And yeah.
So it's kind of a bill we don't mind splitting because I get, again, starting in 2 weeks, I get NFL football, I get boxing, I get, I think they're picking up some golf events down the line, right? And now I get wrestling on top of that. You know, I don't mind paying it. So for me, you know, it's not going to change anything about my habits. In fact, if anything, it's going to make it easier for me because I can just put that on every digital device and not miss anything. Will it slow it down? Yes. In as much as anytime you add any subscription fee to anything, you're going to have people who bail out. But if you got an 8-year-old son that you watch wrestling with and he loves wrestling, you'll come up with $7 a month to watch.
Well, the other thing, Netflix wants all the big stars. If they're going to go, okay, you can have all the big stars. Who's left for SmackDown, which is going to go to 3 hours, according to rumor. And, you know, so that's your replacement. I don't know. I'm interested to see. I hope the momentum doesn't die. One thing that is happening this Saturday at 8 p.m. on NBC is Saturday night's main event. Now, back in the 80s, when wrestling was, as far as WWF at the time was starting to get really big during when Hulkamania was running wild, they started doing these every once in a while. And it was like the only time I really got to see wrestling other than WCW, NWA stuff on TBS. So, you know, the thing that's hitting right then is the WWF, and they end up with cartoons and all this kind of stuff. But Saturday night's main event was a big deal. And you would look for when it was coming on as a kid, as a teenager, to see it. And the fact that they're bringing it back, I think is cool because, and probably also an advertising ploy to get people to go to Netflix after they go, wow, I haven't seen wrestling in a long time. They're just flipping through their regular channels and they see it and they watch a little bit and they go, I want this. Oh, I can only see this on Netflix. I'm going to go to Netflix. That may be part of it, but it's a pretty good card so far, including Drew McIntyre versus Sami Zayn.
I really like this. I really like this story because it's one of those times where I think, and obviously you've got the angle of Seth freaking Rollins being involved here as well. I think it is interesting because it's one of those times where, like, yeah, Drew's being a class A butthole, but he's right. You know what I mean? Like, he's right. All the people, and I get it, and I get wanting to take down Solo and the Bloodline and all that. But for a guy like Drew, it does not change what Jimmy J and Roman did to him and how many opportunities and how much money in kayfabe it would have cost them. They screwed Sami Zayn over time and time again, and yet Sami just went crawling right back. Why? It's like we understand on the surface level why Sami Zayn did what he did, but if you're a guy like Drew or a guy like Seth Rollins, it is also understandable that you would say, bleep those guys. I'm not helping them at all. I don't care if they get destroyed. Absolutely not. And that's what makes this interesting is that neither one of these guys is wrong, But when you understand the cause of the bad guy and his reaction is to punch people, it makes it compelling.
All right, here's the thing. Drew the Crusader, which has always been the last year or so, he doesn't win very much. I mean, what good is your crusade if you don't win? I think he beats Sami Zayn.
Out of two, I'll tell you my only fear is that he beats Sami Zayn and it ends up being something where the OG bloodline, the OTC bloodline, ends up going after McIntyre again. And it's like we're right back where we were. I agree with you. McIntyre cannot, especially on a fresh return, can't eat another L. But if you have Sami eat the, if you have Drew eat the L dirty, it doesn't change that he lost again. If you have him get a dub over Sami Zayn, what does that mean for McIntyre after that? I don't really know the answer, but I'll go Drew McIntyre.
All right. WWE Women's United States Championship matches for the first United States Championship for the women. It hasn't been decided who's going for it yet, so I will give you the four names. It's probably going to be decided, well, would be decided Friday night on SmackDown. It's Bayley or Chelsea Green versus Meechan or Tiffany Stratton. Now, you know it's going to be Tiffany Stratton for sure. The question is, will it be Bayley or will it be Chelsea Green?
Oh,
I know who I want it to be.
I know who I want it to be. I think we want it to be the same person, and I think it's going to be that person. I think they're going to put this whole title on Chelsea Green.
See, I don't think so. I think friend of the show Bayley wins the whole thing. I think they want to. I think they want her to be the inaugural champion.
I love Bayley. I love friend of the show Bayley. This is going to be one of the few times where I kind of like step out of the line from being big fans of friends of the show. Which also, by the way, heavyweight championship, 66% of the fight
we're coming to next.
Yeah,
yes.
I'm sure. I think it's going to be Chelsea Green. I think she's earned her way into that spot. I think she's earned her way into an opportunity to get strapped and to carry that thing around for a while. I think Chelsea Green wins this one, and I think she wins that title as a whole.
All right, so I'm going to go with Bayley on that. WWE World Heavyweight Championship match. You know, in the past, when it's a triple threat, it's usually because the challenger, it's not reasonable that the challenger can beat the champion. I don't know if it's that way with this match. It's friend of the show Gunther versus Finn Balor versus friend of the show Damian Priest. And I like the harder edge that Damian Priest has been using, but it's just like how he was when he was in the Judgment Day to a degree. I'm going with Gunther here. I think Finn Balor would be the surprise, but I'm going with Gunther.
Finn Balor would be the surprise. It'd be a surprise I'm on board with. I'm a big Finn Balor fan, but Gunther's absolutely winning this thing. And not only is he going to win it, but because of the storyline that you told leading up to that last fight with Damian Priest about, you know, I lost my confidence and I'm not the same guy, whatever. How do you get them back? You have him have a Roman Reigns type win where he stacks him, racks him, and counts him up to three and gets a double pin over both of these cats. It lets them go fight elsewhere. They beat the hell out of each other. Gunther comes in, takes advantage. It sets up a run for Finn v. Damian, and it lets Gunther go back to looking like a monster. I'll take Gunther.
All right. Two more matches. WWE Women's World Championship match between Liv Morgan and Io Sky. They're not going to put the belt back on Io Sky. Liv Morgan, either it's a no contest because of interference, or Liv just wins outright.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, there's a bunch of different ways it could go. You know, is damage control get involved? Does damage control turn on Io Sky? Hey, you know, go hang out with your new friends now and maybe come out thinking they're going to help and they take it away from her. I don't know.
Rhea Ripley's going to come out and interrupt this.
I'm sure, too. And again, she has the champ's advantage. If Rhea does anything, then that's that ends this thing. By the way, Liv v. Rhea is going all the way to WrestleMania, isn't it? It just feels like it is.
It probably should.
So, and because of that, I'll go Liv Morgan.
All right, and finally, undisputed WWE Championship match between Cody Rhodes and Kevin Owens. Love this match, by the way. And I still am of the theory, if they're going to put the belt back on Roman, it's not going to be Roman beating Cody. It's going to be somebody else. There's so many things going on now. If Netflix wants Cody and they want Roman, then neither one of them can have this belt when that rolls around. This belt needs to stay on SmackDown. And if that's going to be the case, this is the place. And the rumor is that a belt will be changed this weekend. I saw the headline, didn't want to read to see which one that people think it's going to be, but I think it's going to be this one. I believe that that Kevin Owens is going to shock the world, not me, but shock the world, and beat Cody Saturday.
I am a, and this is true, big Kevin Owens guy. Big Kevin Owens guy. I would love to see KO get something done here, but I don't think it's going to be the case. I think you're getting Cody Rhodes, who is upset about everything that's happened with Randy Orton. I think he's upset with the way that KO has handled this whole thing.
Also, that's the other thing. Getting the belt on Randy Orton. You give the belt to Kevin Owens, then Kevin Owens versus Randy Orton. Randy Orton gets another championship.
I'm not... Even with H in charge, I'm not convinced that that's necessarily a priority enough to them to take the belt off the white hottest babyface they've had in forever, right? Like, at the end of the day, this is the part I hate about being an adult cynical wrestling fan. Where do the dollars and cents stack up? And the dollars and cents stack up to the guy who's been your number one merch seller for 2 years staying on that wagon until you have a really good reason to take him off. And as much as I love Kevin Owens, he ain't a really good reason to take it off. Back after this with a story that is going to get under Lonzo's skin, I guarantee it, on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate. So the flag planting controversy from Rivalry Weekend has been escalated in an attempt to de-escalate, I guess is the best way to put it. In the midst of the melee that broke out at the end of the Ohio State-Michigan contest, State Representative Josh Williams has filed legislation in the form of House Bill 700. Lonzo, House Bill 700 would, quote, prohibit planting a flagpole and flag in the center of the Ohio Stadium football field on the day of a college football game. It is dubbed the Ohio Sportsmanship Act. The NCAA has already levied some fines and whatnot. Now this man wants to make it a, hear me out on this, felony to plant a flag on the 50 and specifically in Ohio Stadium. Not across the state, just in the middle of the Scarlet and Gray O.
Well, because of, reciprocity? You can only do it in certain places, probably. I had already read that, and while petty and funny, I hope it works just because it'll bother you. You said it'd get under my skin. If it passes, it will bother you.
This is some Karen weak-ass S-A-W-F-T soft, weak-ass stuff. I said that twice. That's how soft it is. That is pathetic, dude. That is pathetic. I'm adding back my clips one at a time. That's weak as hell, bro. That is the definition of saying flagpole 2 p.m. and then having your mom show up.
What?
That is weak.
I have no idea what you just said. This from a team who tried to copyright thee. So I don't know why you're surprised. And I don't know why you thought it would get under my skin.
Is that how you want to be represented?
Again, it's not me doing it.
Don't plant your flag on our field. It's very unsportsmanlike.
It's not me doing it. Someone has to pay for that pepper spray. They don't want to waste that on. It might be useful against actual criminals. So, this way you don't have to use it anymore. I know you want to read Joe's thing.
I'm going to. I'll let you finish, but I'm going to.
Like I can't filibuster. I'm not going to, but I could. You try to see what time. Dude, I could talk. Listen, I could talk out
the
13
only thing,
minutes for sure.
The only thing that is worse than this legislation, the only thing that is worse than me reading Joey B's comment on the stream, is you spending 2.5 minutes filibustering to defend what you know to be true.
Did I defend it? I think it's hilarious. I really do. I think it's some grade A trolling. And I think it's awesome. The fact is, beat the team, then you don't have to worry about them planting the flag. But the other thing is...
Right, so why the hell are we filling felonious legislation?
I think it's hilarious.
That's weak as hell.
I think it's funny. I think it's more funny that it bothers you. So it's effectively bothering people. So I don't believe this is serious at all. I think this is trolling. And if so, I think it's working.
This is trolling if and only if this guy in secret is a Michigan fan. And he's like, watch this. I'm going to make Ohio State fans embarrass as hell.
No, when people think something of you, you just go ahead and go with it and go to the extremes of it. And then take some joy when it makes people mad. Please pass this. So Rob can be mad every day the rest of his life because it got
Let's
passed.
Let's be real clear. I ain't mad about it.
It's bothering you.
Hang on. Hang on. Let me finish. I'm not mad at it. I am laughing that this is what you are represented by. The people of Ohio, Buckeye fans in OH, oh no, Buckeye fans across these great states of America, of which I have been to a lot of them, y'all are everywhere. You are represented by a guy that goes, go plant your flag in our field. It's very rude.
Listen, I know we're a sports show, and I know sometimes you and I escalate to the point of raising our voices. Well, it's mostly you. In the end, I have nothing to do with this. I think it's funny. Do I think it's petty? Absolutely, I think it's petty. It's petty to the highest degree. That's why I want it passed. Because if you're going to be petty, why not take it all the way?
It's not petty. It's weak. This isn't petty. Petty would be passing a law that says that it's illegal to wear the colors blue and yellow in Ohio, in Columbus on Saturdays.
I'm pretty sure
directing it at Michigan, not at yourselves. You're making yourselves look like weak asses with this.
Really?
Not the comments, all the two comments that have come in so far, but that's the point. That's weak.
I think it's hilarious. All right, it's time for What the X, where I ask Rob what is Xing, and he will tell us why. You know what? I've been skipping this a bunch, but why not? Because it's been Xing every day, and I'm sure he knows what it's going to be. Drones.
Okay, so apparently...
It's not. I mean, there's a lot of footage out there. I know footage can be faked, but I mean, it's coming from actually major news stations.
There's a handful of drones or drone-like things.
Listen to his tone.
It's not a tone. You got to stop assuming that just because I don't go, everything Lonzo said is great.
No.
I'm being sarcastic.
No, I don't care if you believe in it or not. Your tone definitely changed. We talked about different voices this week, and you're using a different voice.
Yes, there is. And the reason the tone shift is because here's a thing that is reasonably easily explainable, and I got people that go, it's aliens, and then people start buying this crap. Right?
No,
I'll tell you, you know who I'm at right now?
I was more talking about the Iranian mothership, and it's from Iran, that Iran is sending the drones out.
Here's what
I didn't want to talk about the AEPs. I mean, that's a more reasonable explanation. More than likely, it's like for a movie or someone's just trolling. But I don't think it's aliens at all. It could be an Iranian mothership where I think it's Congress or somebody had to address it and say there is no Iranian mothership. But if there was an Iranian mothership, they would say there's no Iranian mothership.
Right. That's how conspiracies work.
Well, that's also.
Well, I don't have any evidence to prove this is what's happening, but it's what would make sense.
By the way, that's also how the government works.
My favorite thing going on right now is in an advertisement that came across my YouTube two nights ago. Randy Orton and Sheamus are selling digital wave blocker stickers that you put on your body and it blocks. And it's like, these aren't real. And yet here are two people that I really like
RF
and respect.
Is
effectively.
Okay,
except for they block a spectrum of light that is like 50 exponential times less powerful than just the sun. You would do more good for society selling sunscreen than what you're selling.
By the way, it's a lot easier to block out those signals. Just buy some aluminum foil. It's been used forever. I mean, foil hats are they're inexpensive, and you can make them into any shape you want.
The point here is
I made mine into a Batman cowl. It's
the point awesome. Here is that there are a lot of, and I'm sorry to say it, really dumb people out there. And the more stuff like this catches on as like, oh, this is a legitimate real thing that's happening, and those people buy it, the more the stupid people get power.
Are there Vegas odds? I'm just thinking of this. Are there Vegas odds about where the drones came from? I mean, we got time for you to look that up. I know you don't want to. No, I'm just curious what the Vegas odds are.
But what sports book would I go to find that?
Look.
That's not how it works.
You don't want to look. I mean, I can look it up. Why don't you want to look it up?
Oh, feel free. Go find me that number. No. Go ahead.
I don't know why.
Go ahead.
I don't know why you're being mean. What do you think they are?
Because you are promoting a conspiracy theory that is bad for America. That's why. This kind of crap is bad for America. It's a problem because the longer that dumb people feel justified in believing dumb things and being led to believe that, well, this is how I feel and therefore it is valid in the town square. No, it's not. Some people have dumb ideas and they should not be allowed to exist.
Let's see. Yahoo,
the idea is not the people.
New York Post, USA Today, NBC, New York Times. I'm trying to find it, but all these legitimate, supposedly legitimate news sources are
supposedly legitimate. They're not saying the thing I want them to say, and therefore they're bad.
Rob, I think they're just drones, and I think people are trolling.
Yes.
They're drones. What do you think they are?
They think they're drones.
Why can't the government find out what they are?
I'm done with the show for the day. Let me find a clip that I can play on the way out that makes me laugh. Oh, there it is. I found it. Y'all have a great rest of your day. Enjoy the rest of your afternoon. Come back tomorrow. They're not aliens. They're not... you are the worst.
I already have music playing. There's a clashing there. I had to fade one or the other. It's bad radio. Oh, we got to go.
See you tomorrow. The Rob Brown Show, The Fan Upstate. Bye.
Told you wouldn't read it. Ha.